thank you for joining me on the Fresh Heart podcast. My name is Zareen and I'm a consultant cardiologist. On this podcast, we will explore tools to refocus your energy and optimize your health without blame or judgment and with compassion. Today, we're going to discuss the value of having a morning routine. I'll start by asking you a question. What is your morning routine like? What wakes you up? What's the first thing you do, the first thing you reach for? When you're up, is it a mad rush to get you plus or minus the kids ready before you speed to work? Now, how does your morning routine make you feel? Rewind back to 3 years ago and my morning routine was very different to now. I used to wake up to a very loud alarm. After being totally startled and pressing snooze at least a few times, I'd fumble around my bedside cabinet for my phone. I'd then immediately see my notifications, emails, news items, the usual. More often than not, as is common with mainstream news, I'd come across something very depressing. Or in the case of email, something to add to my never-ending to-do list. I'd then stumble out of bed late. What followed was a rushed, anxiety-driven, crazy run around the house like a madwoman preparing for the day. When I finally used to get to work, I felt as though I had already done a hard day's work. Does that sound familiar to any of you? Looking back, I'm not surprised my anxiety levels went through the roof. But it wasn't until I then became ill that it dawned on me that things had to change. Slowly but surely, over time and with much experimenting, because trust me, I tried a lot of things that didn't work, I put in place a routine which I still use to this day. Now, it's definitely not perfect. There are things that I still do that aren't ideal, mainly to do with my phone. But in line with the last Fresh Heart pillar, honesty, I'm being honest and accepting that this will simply take time. My morning routine, as imperfect as it is, has revolutionised how I feel, how I interact with my family, and how I see the rest of the day. My morning stress levels have gone way down, and I'm not exaggerating. So that's why I'm passionate about this topic. Let's start by talking about the heart. In the last podcast episode, episode 11, we discussed the physiology of what happens to your heart in the morning. To quickly recap, essentially, your body is getting ready for the day. So as a result, your heart rate goes up, blood pressure goes up, your blood's ability to clot increases, your cortisol level goes up. This is all under the control of your daily circadian rhythm, and the idea is to get you ready for the day. Now, if we combine that increase in pulse, blood pressure, and cortisol levels with rushing around, being stressed and anxious, it naturally puts more stress on not just your mind, but your body and specifically the heart. Now, we practice evidence-based medicine, and there's no trial comparing the effects of having and not having a morning routine. But we do know that stress, anxiety, and anger are associated with poor cardiac outcomes. So it makes complete sense that a morning routine, especially at a time when your heart is particularly active, a routine that lowers stress levels and brings calm, is healthy, protective, and it sets you up for the day. Please don't worry. I'm not going to say that the morning should be a protected haven of peace, meditation, zen, and calm. I mean, if you can manage that, fantastic. But the majority of us simply can't. Additionally, there is no one-size-fits-all routine. It all depends on how much time you have, what's available, and what you enjoy. We're all different. My advice is to incorporate a variation of what I call the three P's: preparation, pausing, and positivity. Preparation. This happens the night before. It involves taking a bit of time to organise the following day. If you can arrange the clothes you're wearing, the food you'll eat, organise the children's clothes, bags and food, or even just a fraction of that, then you're already winning. I invite you to make a checklist of what stresses you out in the morning and try and turn it into preparation the night before. As you may know, I'm a huge advocate of getting a good night's sleep. Probably the most important bit of prep is to prepare to get enough sleep. Sleep is deeply restorative and it will set you up for the day before it's even begun. I talk about sleep in podcast episode 5. So if you want more information, head on over to that episode. The second P, pausing. Before you start the day, if you can quiet your mind, if you can break the cycle of worrying about the to-do list, then you will bring a sense of calm to your day. Make this your non-negotiable time. This can be as simple or as complicated as you like. I like to do yoga. It gives me the chance to clear my thoughts, to reflect and to stretch, and it sets me up for the day. But if you don't have time for that, even a short period of breath work will bring calm. When you take a breath in, your heart rate goes up. When you take a breath out, your heart rate naturally goes down. When you do that mindfully, the parasympathetic nervous system is activated, and this, in turn, decreases your stress levels. Try breathing in for 4 seconds, holding for 2 seconds, and out for 6 seconds, or a variation of that for 1 minute every morning before you get up, and note how it feels. Importantly, pausing doesn't have to be passive. It could be an activity you enjoy. It could be playing music or exercising. Tailor it to you. The third P is positivity. Much of how we perceive our day relies on the signals we feed our mind. When we wake up listening to positive news, we're more likely to take that with us. In one study, people watching just 3 minutes of negative news in the morning were 27% more likely to report an unhappy day 6 to 8 hours later. My advice? See if you can reframe the news you ingest in the early hours. It will affect your day even if you don't realise it. This may mean that you don't look at your phone, or perhaps you curate the notifications that you receive. Another element to the third P, positivity, is gratitude. I believe that positivity and gratitude are related. The practice of gratitude has so many benefits, and even if you're a bit skeptical, like I was, you'll be surprised. Studies have shown improvements in mood, well-being, relationships, and in helping to cultivate a more optimistic outlook. I invite you all to have a think about the three P's: preparation, pausing, and positivity. Is there anything you can bring to your morning that can help frame your physical and mental well-being? It doesn't have to take a long time, nor does it have to conform to what anyone else is doing. It just has to work for you. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any suggestions or if you would like to share your own personal story, please do get in touch at Fresh Heart Project on Instagram, Fresh Heart Proj on Twitter, or via the website freshheartproject.com. This podcast is not a substitute for medical advice from your healthcare professional. Remember, be kind to yourself, and small, sustainable steps lead to great change. This podcast is produced by Lion Mountain Entertainment, a subsidiary of Morgan Archway Limited.